journey. We have a past we've left behind, a brand new name.
Well, hi, and welcome to Gospel Time Podcast with your host, Matthew Travis. Coming to you live on May the 9th, 2022. Every Monday and Saturday, we come out with a biblical topic on our podcast. To download this episode, go to the link below, or to learn any info or to how to contact us, go to gtp.org. Well, now let's have a Gospel Time podcast. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in.
Oh, but there's hope. Let me encourage you with a plan that works for me. I speak the cross, the blood of Jesus.
Well, today we're talking with Brother Brandon Phillips, and we're going to ask him some questions and interview him and talk with him today. So I hope you will enjoy the episode today. Well, now we're going to start asking and introducing Brother Brandon. Well, thank you for being on Gospel Time Podcast, Brother Brandon.
Hey, Brother Travis. Glad to be on here with you, buddy. I appreciate the invite so much.
Well, I always wanted you to be on here, and I thank you that you got that we finally got you on here.
Amen, brother.
Well, now I'm going to ask you some questions, and the first question I got for you is, how long have you been saved?
Well, Brother Matthew, I got saved back in 2010, back in December of 2010. So roughly this year, I believe it will be 12 years that the Lord had saved me. I got saved before, but I just wasn't saved good enough. I was saved in 2009, but, you know, the Bible tells us that we're able to stray away, you know, from the good way, from the Lord. And, you know, so it'll be right around 12 years this year that I've been saved.
Well, now I'd like to ask you, how long have you been preaching?
Well, Brother Matthew, I kind of felt the call to preach, and I'd say probably 2018, but officially didn't accept the call until I believe it was August of 2018. So this year will be roughly about 4 years that I've been preaching, been ministering the gospel.
And now I want to ask you, how long have you had the Holy Ghost?
So, Brother Matthew, so kind of a long story, just make it short.
Okay.
Back in 2013, I had was invited over to the Free Pentecostal Holiness Youth Camp over in, I believe it is in Southern Ohio. We went over there. I growed up in different religions, different kinds of churches. But I had been in the Pentecostal church over at Valley Street Pentecostal Holiness. But I had went to, I had met a girl, and we started talking and stuff, and she had went to the church here down in Indiana. We went to the Free Pentecostal Holiness Youth, and there that week, I believe it was on a Wednesday night, I prayed for probably for about 5 hours there, Brother Matthew, and then, gracefully, the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost, and it hasn't been the easiest walk, but, you know, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is a comforter, you know, he'll lead us and guide us. So it was just such an amazing experience that I had experienced. So from 2013 to now, the Holy Ghost has helped me and led me and guided me. Sure, I've made mistakes, and, you know, but, you know, it's not about how we fall. It's about how we pick ourselves back up. You know, we can't just lay there and die. I mean, you know, the Bible doesn't teach us to do that.
So, Brother Brandon, I got one final question for you, then I'm going to ask you some more things.
Okay.
How long or what ministries are you currently in right now?
So, Brother Matthew, I am an ordained minister. I am ordained. I was ordained in 2000, I believe it was in 19, 2019, I believe it was. I got ordained as a minister, a licensed minister. That way, if I wanted to go, you know, to the jails or, you know, to the hospitals or, you know, it would give me an easier chance. I mean, an easier way of being able to get in to be able to minister to, you know, inmates and stuff. I haven't done that quite yet. Not that I'm ashamed or I'm afraid. I just, I really haven't taken really the chance to be able to go. I have thought about it, but I'm open any time that somebody needs me at a hospital. If I get a call, then I'll go, Brother Matthew. But
yeah,
I haven't quite done that yet. But I am preaching at the moment at our home church. I've preached at different churches, the home church in Dayton, Ohio. I preached at another church there in Dayton, Ohio. So, you know, I'm currently, you know, just ministering at churches and stuff. When I get a call to come preach, I'll try my best to make the trip to wherever it may be.
Well, Brother Brandon, I was wanting to ask you if you got any stories you would like to tell.
So, Brother Matthew, so as I had recalled, you know, I got saved in 2010. And I've got such a long life story. I'll try to make it as short as possible because, you know, we could speak all night on my life story, you know, and, you know, we would never finish. But as a young kid, Brother Matthew, I grew up in a family with my main siblings. I had three brothers and one sister. I've got step siblings. I've got half siblings. I count them all the same, you know, as my brothers and sisters. So I grew up in a quite large family. You know, my mom had got a divorce from my father. I was about 5 or 6 years old, Brother Matthew.
Yeah.
Whenever her divorce was finalized, and you know, as a young child, you know, we don't understand those things, and as young children today don't quite understand those things. So, you know, we didn't really think about it much in a stance as, well, you know, mom and dad's not together anymore. We just kind of took it as, you know, that's just the way things are. So my dad lived a good life at the time. He had got custody of me and my brothers, and my mom had taken, well, two of my brothers and myself. And my mom had taken custody of my sister. So we lived with my dad and my sister lived with my mom. My dad had ended up getting around the wrong people, hanging around the wrong people. My dad had been facing some severe charges against the justice system in court. He had done some terrible things that he got into drugs and, you know, just different things like that, Brother Matthew. So, you know, growing up as a young child around those things has, you know, kind of took a toll on my life, you know, seeing those things. As I growed up, when Dad had got finally taken into custody several times, my mom had fought to get custody of us three boys back. And, you know, that way we could live a halfway decent life. She had ended up marrying my stepdad, and my stepdad, Bobby, had taken care of us for, you know, till we had got older, till we got old enough to move out of the house or so. And so that's the kind of lifestyle I grew up around, Brother Matthew. As I got older, I had got into drugs and just different stuff. You know, I won't really get into detail, but because I don't like dwelling on my past as least as possible.
Yeah.
But I had traveled outside of salvation. I was not even close to salvation. I salvation was the least of my thoughts. I could really care less, to be honest with you. But I remember in 2010, I was at my grandpa's house. My grandpa was a pretty, I don't want to say evil, but he was kind of wicked, you know, didn't live for the Lord. You know, he was he was just a nasty old man. I'll just be honest with you. You know, Grandpa he had the least of salvation. He didn't even think about being saved. But I remember one night there at Grandpa's house, I was in the bedroom there, and I had thought that day, that evening, you know, if I'm going to live a halfway decent lifestyle, I'm going to have to do something different. So there at Grandpa's house in the bedroom, I had got down on my knees and I had put my face into the floor, and I had cried out to God because I was tired of the lifestyle that I had lived for, you know, I'll be 29 this year. So I had, you know, I was young, but I had lived a pretty rough lifestyle of the things that I had gotten into. And so I had to decide for myself that I was going to make a change, because if I wasn't going to do it, my family, well, I did it for myself, to be honest with you, but if my family wasn't going to do it, somebody was going to have to live the kind of lifestyle that, you know, a good person, a saved person that was saved and sanctified would live. And so I had to think to myself, am I going to be the one that's going to make a change in my family, or am I going to let my family die lost and go to hell? So I thought those kinds of things, Brother Matthew, and I just, that night I had got saved in 2010, and I had, that has been the very best decision that I had made, as far as just, you know, it's kind of a story in my life. You know, serving the Lord is, it's an honor, you know, it's a pleasure to be able to wake up every morning and know that I have somebody standing by my side.
Brother Brandon, I just wanted you to tell people out there what you just mentioned about what you went through and what your father did and all that. And I want you to tell people out here, if they're going through them things you just mentioned, that they can just get saved and they can turn it all over to God.
One more thing, Brother Matthew, that I didn't mention. Back in 2010, before I had ever got saved, I went through a terrible sickness. I had ended up with a terrible health condition, a liver disease, a rare liver disease that it wasn't caused because I had drank or done drugs, but it was caused by just a rare liver disease, just something I had encountered in life that, you know, that I couldn't really help. And graciously, the Lord had, I was put on a liver transplant list, and if I would have had made it till June without a transplant, it would have been 4 years. But February 24th, 2017, the Lord found fit that there was a donor out there that willing to give their life for me. You know, in situations like that, somebody's got to die for the biggest part of the time. Somebody's got to die to give a liver, to donate their liver, to be a living, you know, you're a donor. Whenever you register your license, you can register as a donor, or that's your free will to choose to not to be a donor. But the point I'm trying to get to, there was one day that a man named Jesus Christ had chosen to walk up the hill of Golgotha, of Calvary, and to carry an old cross that was made by man. Sure, God had provided the wood for his son to be crucified. And, you know, what did God do? God had to turn his head because of sin, the way sin was, and the wicked world. So, as somebody had died for me and provided a liver transplant for me, such as the Son of God had provided his life on Calvary, on the cross, as we can think about in the Word, the God's divine library, where it talks about the thief on the right hand side of Jesus, I believe it was, that he asked Jesus to remember him as he went into paradise. And today he says, today, that you will be with me in paradise. So anybody out there listening to my story, this is just a short portion of my story, but anybody out there listening today to my story, God is willing to provide a sacrifice for you. He has already provided the sacrifice. Just you have to be willing to accept the sacrifice that God has provided for you. It's nobody's decision but your own. And many times in church, Brother Matthew, we can pull people to the altar. We can beg people to come to the altar. But if it is not by free will, by their choice, you know, they can come because you begged them to come. But they have to make the choice and decision for themselves, Brother Matthew.
Well, now I would like to ask you if you could tell people that out there that they if they feel lonely or rejected, or they feel like they're hopeless, like they feel a hopelessness, that God is with them.
So, you know, I'm so glad that Brother Matthew had just asked me this question, because there was a point in time in my life during my sickness. It may have not been depression. It may have not been felt like that I was, you know, the least in the fold of God. But there was a time in my life that I had felt that I was lonely. I was all by myself. But I remember when I had met my wife for the first time, and I was going through my sickness, Brother Matthew, and I had asked my wife, well, you know, we was just dating at the time, and I had asked my wife, I said, you know, I'd explain to her that, you know, I was sick, and not that, you know, for the most part, I just wanted to make sure that she was going to stay with me, that, you know, if she got, you know, overwhelmed after a while, that, you know, pretty much that she wasn't going to leave me, Brother Matthew, and, you know, she decided that she was going to stay with me. She was going to help me through things. You know, as a married man, and to think that, you know, my wife was going to leave me because I was sick. But that's just as Christ has loved us. You know, in the Bible, it tells us that he will stick closer than any, he'd be closer than any brother. You know, Jesus had the choice on Calvary to call legions of angels, I believe it was, to come off the cross, because he had the power to do that. But the love that Jesus shed on Calvary, the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary, it takes up the space in our life of loneliness and depression and, you know, and being bondage and chains. And, you know, God has given us and provided us the power that we need to break the chains of the sin that the devil has cast upon the world. Many times that we can think that when we pray, God is nowhere to be near. And anyone out there listening may feel the same way, that when you pray sometimes, you feel like your prayers are just hitting the ceiling. But today, my friend, I'm here to just give you an encouraging word, that the power, the blood of Jesus has provided the sacrifice to get rid of all those things. God didn't say this was going to be the easiest walk. He didn't say that we would never go through things. But what God did say was he would make a way of an escape for us when we go through things like this.
Well, Brother Brandon, I want you to pray for us if you can, and pray for people out there that are going through what you mentioned today in this podcast, and that God will be with them, and if they're not saved, that God will save them.
Well, Lord, we come to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the power and the authority, Lord, of the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Matthew's podcast, Lord. God, we ask you, Lord, most of all, God, to encourage Brother Matthew to continue his walk with you, God. We ask you to provide, Lord, words for Brother Matthew to say to his listeners, God, to be able to help someone out there, God, that may be lost and dying on their way to hell, God. God, I ask you, Lord, to touch, Lord, God, the sick and afflicted, God, save the lost, God, and God, people going through sicknesses, God, out there that feels helpless and hopeless, Lord. God, just let them know, Lord, you have provided, God, the best of all sacrifices, God, out there, Lord. A thought of mine today, God, just the word, the blood of Jesus Christ, the many things that the blood covers. It covers a multitude of sin, Lord. But God, most of all, God, there's one unforgivable sin, Lord, and that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost, Lord. God, that not one time, Lord, I have heard of anyone blaspheming personally, Lord. God, so that provides me with an answer right now, God. God, that somebody out there is needing some kind of help, Lord, that feels helpless and hopeless, Lord, right now, God. Somebody listening right now, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord, may be, Lord, under the thought, Lord, of committing suicide, Lord. or shooting themselves, God, or taking drugs, Lord, to overdose. But God, I pray right now, God, that you would stop them in their tracks, God, and provide, God, a sacrifice, Lord. God, as you provided up on the hill, God, whenever you had sent the little lamb, Lord, whenever Isaac was going to be killed by his father because he was trying to obey your will, Lord. But God, I most of all, Lord, I ask you to, Lord, help someone out there right now listening, Lord. God, I ask you, Lord, to encourage them and lead them and guide them, Lord, and help us all, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, you have been listening to Gospel Time Podcast with your host, Matthew Travis. I thank you for listening to Gospel Time Podcast today. If you enjoyed this interview with Brother Brandon, you can go download it at the website below. To contact us or get more info about us, go to gtp.org. And thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
A brand new name, a home in glory. We look ahead, we've seen the light. Still every day, we rise to battle the tempter's voice of past regret. Recalling ways we lost the struggle, the promises.